glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
After a day with temps in the 40s, we should get down into the mid to upper 20s for tonight. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It is the 18th of November. My name is Tim Nelson. I'm coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studio in Springfield. You know, we're making a lot of plans, aren't we, as the holidays approach, Thanksgiving and Christmas and maybe even New Year's at this point. Would people say you're a person that plans every detail of your life, or do you take more of the whatever will be approach? Some people think their plans control the future, while others believe the future has already been planned. Maybe the truth is probably somewhere in between. Have you noticed that people in the Bible weren't afraid to plan, but they also had a healthy regard for God's master plan? One verse strikes a good balance. Paraphrased, it says, "We make plans, trusting God to guide our steps." That's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Planning diligently while remaining flexible seems like a good approach. That way we take an active role in our future while remaining dependent on God's plans and provision. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Psalm 127, verse 1.
Morning is broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing. Praise for the morning, praise for them springing, fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew. First grass, praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one.
Author and speaker Lisa Turkhurst says that welcoming a friend inside the sacred space of our home is such a needed gesture, especially these days. There's just something about relationships that are less pixelated when we get eye to eye, voice to voice, and talk. Really talk. Think about this. You and I can be a tangible expression of God's love for people through how we interact with, connect with, and care for them through making time available for them. There are so many individuals longing to have someone in their life who doesn't just tell them they're important, but they follow up their words with setting aside time for them one-on-one to get to know them better. Perhaps you're thinking, I'm already overbooked. I can't possibly fit anything or anyone else into my busy day. I hear you. Jesus had what seemed to be constant interruptions, yet he made time for others. And since he, being God in human flesh, gave up his time and attention to address the needs of others, shouldn't we do the same?
Can people love the risen King who delight to bring him praise? Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will gather children.
Pastor and author Max Licato shared an encouraging update about his recent ascending aortic aneurysm diagnosis. Max announced that the aneurysm, which was first diagnosed in August, had gotten smaller. The medical team credits a more precise test, and they very well may be correct. But Max says, I want to be quick to credit a good God who, in this case, is choosing to keep a hand of grace around the aneurysm. The bulge is actually reduced to the point that I don't even have to go back to the doctor for a year, Max says. Here's a word from Max about God being in the details.
This is Max Licato. Do you think the odds are against you, that even God is against you? If so, ponder the plight of Haman and the outcome of Mordecai in the book of Esther. God flip-flopped their stories. Haman began the day large and in charge. Mordecai began the day praying in the shadow of a gallows that bore his name. Yet, from one moment to the next, Haman was humiliated and Mordecai was given the keys to the city. The next time you hear someone say, the devil is in the details, correct them. God is in the details. He works in the small moments. The insignificant becomes significant because he is ever orchestrating the day-to-day details of innumerable lives through a millennia of time to do what he has foreordained to do.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. See it, there was Jesus.
knows Jesus.
Coming up between Thanksgiving and Christmas, a great Southern Gospel concert in the Great News Radio and the WLUJ listening area. The Old Paths will be in concert Saturday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at Salem Baptist Church in Decatur. If you would like to get tickets, here's the phone number for Les Schluter. Les is in Royal, Illinois, and his phone number is 217-841-3132. And there are no extra fees if you get them through Les and you don't use your credit card. It's 217-841-3132. Or if you're wanting to use your credit card to purchase the tickets, the place to go is itickets.com. itickets.com. Thought I would play you a song from the Old Paths to get you ready for that concert on Saturday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at Salem Baptist Church in Decatur. And we want to send a word of thanks out to listener and supporter Matthew Jenkins for getting in touch with us and letting us know about this concert.
We just heard from the captain, our commander standing tall. There's a fire in his eyes. He's about to show us all how the power of his hand soon will sweep across this land. Are you ready for one more battle stand? Hear the battle cry. Are you ready? Truth by side by side until the victory's won. Faith, the sword of truth be on your way. Are you ready for one more battle stand?
We received our marching orders in the upper room that day, when the power of his spirit fell and raised God's army great. One more fight and we are done. Are you ready for one more battle stand? Hear the battle cry. Are you ready? Truth by side until the victory's won. Put on the shield of faith, the sword of truth be on your way.
Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on this 18th day of November. I'm Tim Nelson. I'll leave you with this quote from Dwight L. Moody. Moses spent 40 years thinking he was somebody, 40 years learning he was nobody, and 40 years discovering what God can do with a nobody. So think about that, would you? Hope you're encouraged today. And be sure to join Mark tomorrow. He'll be back in the studio with Pastor Jason for a word of encouragement from God's Word on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on this Great News Media station.
Face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
precious to you, Lord.